across Western New York at 100.9, 103.7, 104.3, 104.9, and 105.5. This is WCJW, Warsaw, Batavia, Arcade, Avon, and Geneseo. Today's favorites and the legends. Western New York's CJ Country.
So glad you've joined us for another edition of the CJ Agribusiness Report. We'll check the forecast later in the hour. Then at 6, we'll kick off another morning show with today's favorites and the legends. But first, it's time for an hour of news and information for the farmers and producers of CJ Country. Our busy hour kicks off with Andrew McCray and American Countryside.
In Marion, Ohio, you'll find a museum that is the only one devoted to this in the world. That fact is interesting in light of just how popular this product has been in this country for well over a century. I'll take you to that place on this edition of the American Countryside.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today and learn about the latest CGM technology. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping, and we'll bill your insurance company for you. Call now to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost.
Paid for by U.S. Medical Supply.
Call 800-409-1936. That's 800-409-1936. Again, 800-409-1936. That's 800-409-1936.
In 1936, Hoover and Ava Brown established the Wyandotte Popcorn Company in Marion, Ohio. Their son, George, also became a part of the business, and he decided to pay homage to the equipment that used their product.
And George started collecting popcorn carts. It's grown into the display you'll see here at the Wyandotte Popcorn Museum. There's over 45 fully restored machines, carts, wagons.
And even a Model T truck that is a rolling popcorn popper. Brandy Wilson oversees the collection here at the Wyandotte Popcorn Museum, currently the only popcorn museum in the world.
Everything that he collected, he had fully restored, so everything is operational and fully functional, so you could pop popcorn in everything today.
This is quite a collection to see, with equipment dating back well into the 19th century.
The oldest is the Olsen, and it's from 1892. It's a hand-operated popcorn popper. There would be fire source underneath. You would just kind of crank it until the popcorn was finished, and then you had your snack.
Today, the company here in Marion is Wyandotte Snacks. They make more than just popcorn. The surrounding farm fields have been a place that was great for growing popcorn, making the location of the company and the museum a natural fit. So how did popcorn become so popular? There are several keys that made it a favorite snack that remains today. And I'll conclude the story next time as we travel the countryside. In Marion, Ohio, I'm Andrew McCray.
We need to step aside for a quick break. Then it's back with Tony St. James and Agriculture Today.
Have you ever had questions you wanted to ask a pastor but felt embarrassed to ask them? Questions about taboo issues like your sex life or politics or addiction or drinking, pornography, depression, suicide, or anxiety? Hi, I'm Pastor Mike Novotny, and I've written a book called Taboo that deals with all of these tough topics head on. In my book, you'll learn how God's Word, the Bible, will give you clarity, healing, forgiveness, and hope, even in life's most difficult moments. Email books at pureradio.org to request your free copy today. It's just that simple. Email books at pureradio.org. Learn what God says about all these topics and more by requesting your free copy today.
This is Agriculture Today.
We've seen cooler temperatures over a lot of the country, and their ideas that has caused the start of the consumer grilling season to start a touch later than normal. That could, and price certainly could be true, but As an industry observer, do I think that the seasonality of that spring grilling season, Mother's Day, Father's Day, Memorial Day, even all the way to the 4th of July, do I think that demand surge is still in front of the market? I absolutely do.
Don Close is a senior protein analyst with Terrain. He's also been looking at the inversion of the Choice Select spread and admits it's drawn quite a bit of attention, but says the signal really no longer means what it once did. He argues that today's beef mix has changed so much that the spread is now a poor measure of whether consumers are trading down to a lower quality product. He said that old relationship mattered when beef supplies were split much more evenly between Choice and Select. At that time, retail chains commonly carried Select. Branded beef really wasn't a major factor, and Prime made up only a small share of carcasses. But it's no longer relevant in today's market. Retail stores now largely carry Choice and Better. Prime much more common. Select supplies have contracted sharply. He said the smaller Select supply itself can push prices higher and create an appearance of stronger demand. Speaking of demand, U.S. ethanol and distillers grains exports both moved higher in March, adding support to corn demand through fuel and feed channels. Latest trade data showing stronger ethanol shipments to Canada and the European Union, while dried distillers exports also posted a solid monthly gain. U.S. ethanol exports up 4% in the month of March. Canada remains the top destination, up 23% year over year, while shipments to the European Union up 18%. That's the highest level in 6 years. Several other markets showing strength. Ethanol exports to the Philippines up 157%. To Colombia, 34% higher. South Korea up 52%. While China's new beef safeguard duties may do less to curb imports than officials intended. That's according to retired USDA economist Dr. Fred Gehl. He says imported beef, especially from Brazil, may still remain competitive in China, even if the extra duties are triggered later this year. China imported about 870,000 metric tons of beef during the first quarter of this year. That's up 27.5% from the same period a year earlier. And Dr. Gehl said imports accounted for nearly a third of China's beef supply in the quarter. That's up about a fourth from last year. The safeguard system took effect back in January. It allows China to impose an extra 55% duty once imports from a supplying country exceed a set quota. Brazil, China's dominant supplier, had already filled more than half of its annual quota in just the first 3 months. Australia is also past the halfway mark. It's Agriculture Today.
Attention seniors on Medicare and Medicaid, or receiving extra help for your prescription drugs. We have great news. You can change or enroll into a Medicare plan every 3 months if you qualify, all from the comfort and safety of your own home, over the phone. No one even needs to come to your home. And in minutes, we'll tell you all about some additional new Medicare benefits for you, like dental, vision, hearing, transportation, and more. Call us. We'll explain all your new Medicare benefits. Premiums are as low as $0 per month. Even if you are not paying anything for your coverage now, you need to call our licensed agents to review your plan. There are zero-cost plans available in some areas. Don't wait till next year. Get all the Medicare benefits you deserve. Call a licensed agent today.
800-793-1960. 800-793-1960. That's 800-793-1960. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans.
We'll check in with Jeff Ishii when he takes us on the farm later in the hour. Right now, we need to take a short break. But when we return, It's Max Armstrong and Farm Progress America.
For your livestock marketing needs, it's Empire Livestock, Route 19 and Pavilion. Whether it's cattle, dairy, goats, or beef, calves, hogs, goats, or sheep, sales run every Monday and Thursday each week. Empire Livestock's enhanced services and knowledgeable market managers and staff help you with every step of your sale. EmpireLivestock.com has weekly market reports and all upcoming sales. Call Tony Perry with Market Operations at 483-1687 or West Region Administrator Sue Rogers at 356-0334 to find out how Empire Livestock can help you with your livestock needs.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Titan International, makers of Goodyear farm tires, and Titan wheels. The cattle market is watching Greeley, Colorado today as 3,800 JBS packing plant workers are planning to strike for higher wages. Workers voted to authorize the strike several weeks ago, and it could upend operations at one of America's largest packing plants. I'll have more after this. Stop feeling the pinch and put an end to yield loss in the pinch rows with Goodyear Farm Tires with Titan LSW technology. Producers who switched to LSW technology recovered yield losses, gaining 15 bushels per acre right out of the gate in the pinch rows. On an 80-acre field, that's an extra $1,200. Scale it to 2,000 acres, you're looking at $30,000 more revenue every year. That pays off the LSW investment plus some. And what about the end rows? They're not a wash or cost of doing business anymore. They jumped by 13 bushels per acre in the end rows with less ponding and stronger, more uniform stands. Plus, Titan's expert support team is there from day one, helping you fine-tune air pressure and optimize performance. Stop feeling the pinch and put LSW technology to work on your farm. Find your local Goodyear and Titan Farm Tire dealer today at titan-intl.com. Yes, the strike at the JBS plant in Greeley has been building for 8 months. Workers represented by the United Food and Commercial Workers Local 7 say contract talks have gone nowhere. Union President Kim Cordova says the core issues are pretty straightforward. Wages that keep pace with inflation and an end to the company's practice of charging workers for replacing safety equipment worn out on the job. Now JBS says it has bargained in good faith and calls its offer, quote, strong, fair, and consistent with the historic national contract reached in 2025. The company says it only charges workers for gear that is lost or deliberately damaged. Workers in Greeley already had some of the benefits in that last national contract before it was signed, so they say the offer doesn't represent the same gains it would at other plants. JBS has moved quickly to limit the operational damage. The company canceled slaughter schedules at Greeley for this entire week and is rerouting cattle to other facilities, including a plant in Cactus, Texas. Livestock analysts say the industry has more kill capacity than finished cattle ready to go right now, so farmers have options. But the timing is difficult. Beef prices are at record highs in 2026, driven by a national cattle herd that's fallen to a 75-year low. JBS reported third quarter profit of $581 million last fall, substantial even though it was down from 2024. Cordova says none of that money is reaching workers on the kill floor. The strike also lands in a charged political moment. Senate Democrats last week introduced legislation aimed at breaking up the largest meat packers on antitrust grounds, and rival packer Tyson Foods has already closed a major beef plant in Nebraska this year, tightening processing capacity further. For cattle producers, the watch item this week is simple. If the strike drags on, cattle could start backing up in feedlots, and that will show up in the cash market. I'll be back with more after this.
Ferris knows a thing or two about suspension. They were the first to put independent front and rear suspension on a mower, and now they have 40 patents under their belt. The Ferris suspension can make all the difference. A smooth, comfortable ride means feeling good when the job is done. A premium cut quality means feeling pride in a great-looking lawn. And the feeling of the Ferris industry-leading 10-year warranty covering suspension, related parts, and labor, that feeling is peace of mind. Visit Kelly's Garage on Route 246 in Perry today to set up a test drive and feel that Ferris difference. Feels like a job well done. Feels like a Ferris.
Yes, cattle producers and beef traders will be watching the news out of the JBS plant in Greeley, Colorado this week for updates on their striking workforce, with any long-lasting shutdown likely driving down cattle prices and raising beef prices. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Titan International. Visit titan-intl.com to find a dealer near you. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
You are listening to the CJ Agribusiness Report. We're going to take a short break, but when we return, Tom and Tim have today's Ag Radio Net Farm News. Outside, the storm is raging. The lights flicker. Then again. Then you're in the dark. It's happened before, and it'll happen again. Now is the time to safeguard your home and your family with a standby generator from Generac and Country Line Electric. Whether you're looking for a whole house generator or one that will feed your essential circuits, Country Line Electric carries a full line of Generac standby generators that will automatically power up when the electric goes off. And they can provide you with a list of installation experts. Country Line Electric also stocks portable generators along with the parts and supplies for a safe hookup. Now is the time to prepare for the next power outage. Visit Country Line Electric in Silver Springs or Batavia today.
This is the Ag Radio Network Farm News. I'm Tom Cassidy with Tim Slezarczyk.
New research says a waterfowl commute could help predict bird flu spread. Preferences to stay put near areas like wetlands and urban green spaces could create H5N1 hotspots. That, according to the study at the University of Georgia. Researchers found that birds traveling shorter distances in areas with human activity, when birds stay in one place, disease doesn't spread as much. But it could also mean more intense hotspots of disease outbreaks in those concentrated areas. But by understanding the movement patterns of waterfowl outside of typical migration periods, scientists would be better able to predict where bird flu might spread next. According to Claire Teitelbaum, the unit leader with the U.S. Geological Survey's Georgia Cooperative Fish and Wildlife Research Unit, birds are like us, always responding to what's around them, whether it's food availability or disturbance from people or other animals. Taking an environment, predicting how much we think birds are moving in, and then using that to predict where avian influenza will go is a way to help prevent the spread. Waterfowl stay put in areas with diverse habitat and human influence. Researchers have been analyzing 20 years of data containing movement information from more than 4,600 waterfowl spanning 26 species in the Northern Hemisphere. Those scientists tracked how far waterfowl moved over time during breeding and winter seasons and when birds commute regularly between areas used for resting and eating. The distance of those commutes, which took place outside of their regular seasonal migrations, appeared to depend on a bird's environment. Birds in uniform areas, like vast expanses of grasslands or farmlands, traveled 6 times further to acquire food or a safe location to rest, compared to birds in more diverse landscapes. Waterfowl in more varied landscapes, which range from wetlands to urban green spaces, often didn't need to travel more than a mile around their home to meet all or most of their daily needs. Locations with significant human populations also played a role. They were more likely to have protected green spaces with water sources or cover, with human activity meaning literal blocks that prevent bird movement, like roads or fences. Birds in those regions traveled about a third of the distance of birds that reside in sparser areas. While yearly migrations are a major factor in the spread of H5N1, this study aimed to understand how flight during breeding and winter seasons could add to the transmission.
Seed Innovation Protection Alliance seed company members invest 15% of sales into new seed innovations for your cereal acres. Check the bag for certified seed or single-use agreement restrictions so you don't step over the line. Or talk to your seed dealer. Plant breeders develop better, stronger genetics for your farm. So let's reinvest together to improve yields and quality. Without your patronage and trust, seed companies wouldn't be able to continually develop new genetics, traits, seed treatments, and other innovations to meet your needs.
A new soil additive devised by Penn State researchers could cut farm phosphorus runoff. When farmers apply poultry litter, especially chicken manure, to fields as fertilizer, it adds nutrients to the soil like phosphorus that plants need. But phosphorus can dissolve in water and runs off into streams instead of going into the crops. That, of course, causes water pollution and economic loss for farmers. It's a huge problem in watersheds, especially the Chesapeake Bay. The U.S. EPA says farmers raise hundreds of millions of chickens each year. In an effort to reduce phosphorus runoff, a research team from Penn State recently demonstrated the use of a novel soil additive that could be effective. The additive, called Rhizosorb, is a patented soil fertilizer product designed to greatly increase phosphorus fertilizer efficiency. It was born from research at Penn State's College of Ag Sciences. Applied with fertilizer, it reduces phosphorus runoff, saving farmers money by leaving more fertilizer in the field for crops. It lowers greenhouse gas emissions and enhances crop uptake. In an innovative approach, the researchers tested whether the active ingredient, a modified aluminum oxide blend that binds phosphate to its surface, could reduce soluble phosphorus losses from agricultural fields that receive poultry litter applications. The researchers said that Rhizosorb is commercialized around using it with phosphorus fertilizer as a way to modulate the availability of phosphorus so its efficiency is improved and losses reduced. This research is unique in that it's used the same active ingredient as a way to manage phosphorus losses from manure. Pennsylvania has a massive animal agriculture industry and a long-standing problem with phosphorus losses from manure applications. Phosphorus losses used to be associated mostly with erosion of soil particles, but now that there's so much more no-till farming, there's an increasing issue of soluble phosphorus losses occurring when manure and fertilizer are left on the soil surface. They found applications of poultry litter increasing phosphorus levels in the soil when combined with Rhizosorb. As more manure was applied, the amount of water extractable phosphorus actually increased, with phosphorus building up more each year. Rhizosorb increased the amount of phosphorus staying in the soil between 26 and 53% in the first and second years of the study. It pays to plan your ag taxes throughout the year to pay less at the end of the year. Call the Ag Tax Specialists at Farm Credit East. Made in agriculture.
This is the Ag Radio Network Farm News, a voice for farmers of the Northeast.
While the rest of CJ country is hitting the snooze bar, our local farmers have been hard at work for hours. There's much more still to come on the CJ Agribusiness Report. Stay tuned for On the Farm with Jeff Ishii when we return. Nicer weather means it's time to get growing. That's why Burt's Lumber & Perry has loaded up the greenhouse. Step inside to discover a nice selection of beautiful hanging baskets, potted geraniums, flats of flowers, veggie starter plants, and seeds, and more. Dress up your landscaping with bags of mulch, decorative stone, miracle grow planting and potting soils, and for a green and healthy lawn, Burt's features Scott's Weed and Feed and lawn care products, lawn and garden tools, hoses, and a whole lot more. Stop by soon. Burt's Lumber & Perry, open 7 days a week, including Sundays, 9 to 1.
From the Farm Credit Studios, this is On the Farm Radio. Rural and agricultural news coming up next.
We know the hard work and dedication it takes to run an agricultural operation. But did you know that Farm Credit loan officers can tailor a financial package to fit the needs of your operation and help you reach your business goals? Are you ready to add a reliable financial resource to your team? Visit us at farmcreditofvirginia.com or give us a call today at 800-919-FARM. Farm Credit is an equal housing, equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 456965.
You're listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
Taking a look at rural and agricultural news from all around the eastern United States. In Kentucky, farmers continue to monitor beef cattle prices as we go into mid-May. Calf prices in Kentucky last week ranged from steady to $5 higher. In Pennsylvania, fruit growers report devastating losses after the late April freeze, with the Pennsylvania Farm Bureau estimating at least $28 million in damage so far. Farmers in New York State have implemented cover crops over the past 2 years. It's estimated that about 250,000 acres are now planted with cover crops in New York State each year, protecting soil health and the environment. And farmers in North Carolina are wrapping up corn planting this spring. As of last week, nearly 80% of the North Carolina corn crop was in the ground.
Stay tuned. Your daily pearl of wisdom is coming up next.
Just one bite from a tick can lead to serious illness, so it's important to properly prepare for any outdoor activity. Like Bob here.
Hi.
Bob has applied an insect repellent designed for ticks.
Sure.
He's wearing long sleeves to keep ticks off his skin, and to help him see the ticks better, he's wearing long, bright white pants tucked into his socks.
Yeah, I'm wearing shorts. Those are my legs.
Really? Oh, wow. Okay, learn more about preventing tick-borne diseases from your local health department.
Your land is your legacy. But keeping it healthy and thriving means caring for it now and in the future.
The Family Forest Carbon Program can help you do right by your land with guaranteed income, help developing a forest management plan, and advice from experts. If you own 30 acres or more of forest land, you may be eligible to enroll in the Family Forest Carbon Program. Visit FamilyForestCarbon.org and enroll today.
Today, we send out a big old salute to two of our affiliated radio stations, the first being in Bristol, Tennessee, FM 101.9, the second station in Front Royal, Virginia, FM 98.9, both members of the Joy FM radio network. Our pearl of wisdom today comes in from an anonymous listener who says, "Never argue with a pig. You'll both get dirty and the pig will enjoy it." That's your pearl of wisdom. You're on the farm and I'm Ish.
Farming and maintaining your property is a year-round job, and it's easier with the right equipment and support from Java Farm Supply. From feeding livestock in the field to keeping things running in the shop, Java Farm Supply has everything you need to stay productive. They offer genuine AgCo parts and certified service expertise you can count on, because the work never stops, and neither do they. Visit Java Farm Supply in Batavia, North Java, or Yorkshire, or shop online anytime. Java Farm Supply, your local family-owned source for genuine AgCo parts and service.
D.C. may be a long way from the farmlands here in western New York, but what happens in Washington is sure to affect us here in CJ country. Here's another news update from the USDA.
Lots of archival data from livestock auctions across the country. Only one thing, according to Lonnie Peets of the Agricultural Marketing Service.
We did not have a way to be able to put one price for the whole country.
That led to an over year-long development, culminating in the recent rollout of an online national feeder and stocker cattle dashboard. As a reminder, the differences between feeder and stocker cattle.
We typically think of stocker cattle as being those lighter weight cattle weighing from 300 to 600 pounds that will go out onto grass or onto wheat pastures, and then they are grown up until they get ready to go into the feed yard segment. That's where we move to the feeder cattle segment, typically 700 pounds and up, and then eventually they would get to your plate whenever they are harvested.
So the dashboard as a one-stop data resource.
Dashboard where we could have all that information, especially now since the cow herd is at the lowest level in over 70 years. We felt that the stakeholders within the beef industry needed to have a place to be able to get all this information downloaded so they could make real-time and smart marketing decisions for their own operations.
Pete says the user base goes beyond cattle producers.
We have feed yards as well as packers look at this information so they can make marketing decisions, whether it be current or whether it be in the future for 4, 5, 6 months, even a year out.
So using the example of feedlot placements to illustrate use of the feeder and stocker cattle dashboard,
the producers can actually see some of these over 600 pounds and extrapolate by utilizing some other USDA reports to where the placements could possibly be, as well as the cow herd retention whenever we have the percent heifers that are going through auctions, and we can then extrapolate, okay, is the herd expansion going to happen? Are we in contraction, or are we just in status quo? Producers can actually look at these prices to make some of their marketing decisions for the coming week and to see whether they want to procure more cattle or whether they just want to stay on the sidelines for a week or so, just to kind of let the market settle somewhere where they feel the most comfortable to procure those animals.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Every June, we celebrate Dairy Month. But around here, every month is Dairy Month. When the CJ Agribusiness Report returns, we'll hear from Bill Baker and Dairy Radio Now.
So there's skim milk, a.k.a. fat-free. There's 1% and 2%. Ever wonder why there isn't a 3%? Well, being a nerdy mom, I do. And you know what? There is one. That's right. It's called whole milk. Whole milk only has 3% milk fat, which, when you think about it, and I do, is not a lot of fat at all. And did you know that no matter what cow's milk you prefer, they all have 8 grams of protein?
protein? Of course, it is wonderful we have so many alternatives, but many nut and plant-based milk substitutes don't meet the nutritional levels naturally contained in dairy. And I'm not big on thickeners, flavorings, or added sugars. Bottom line, cow's milk is still the gold standard when it comes to nutrition. So sure, I'm a nerdy mom, but I love my cows. I mean, kids, I love my kids.
Milk. For nerdy moms and just about everyone. Brought to you by Milk for Health on the Niagara Frontier, the guys and gals with the cows.
You wouldn't drive a car without a suspension, so why mow without it? Ferris zero-turn mowers set the bar with racing-inspired patented full suspension and integrated cutting decks. Go faster, cut better, ride smoother. And Bucks Motorsports is here to get you ready. From homeowners to professional landscapers, Bucks has a complete lineup of Ferris mowers to suit all needs. Visit Bucks Motorsports in Akron today and mow like a pro.
Come see us at Bucks Motorsports, CJ Country's premier power sports dealer.
It's time now for Inside Dairy, powered by Farm and Ranch Media. Your fresh take on all things dairy. Now, here's your host, Susan Littlefield.
And welcome back to another edition of Inside Dairy. We're talking today with Sean Hackett. He's with Hackett Financial Advisors. As the month of April saw some strong numbers in the dairy complex.
I think this is a great example. So we've had a very nice rally, right? In class three, we had a nice, very nice rally in class four. We're up against some pretty strong overhead historical resistance. My feeling or sense is that most of the analysts' view is negative in the milk market. Like, they still think the milk market is too high. Demand's going to, they feel that this rally is on isn't going to last in it's going to come back down. So what I do is I say, okay, well, how is the commitment of traders position? What I like to do is look at the commercial operators. Commercial operators tend to buy low and they tend to sell high, generally speaking. And what I try to do is I try to take those positions as a percent of open interest, which is the total number of contracts, totally long and short in the market. It's just how big is the pie? And when I look at the current COT of commercial operators, their positioning right now is near historic long, even after the rally. So meaning after this big rally we've had, they're still historically, commercials are historically long as a percentage of open interest. That usually happens when the market is low and has more room to run. So
when we come back, we're going to dive into commitment of traders. This is Inside Dairy.
Download the Farm and Ranch Media mobile app today. Stay up to date with markets, ag weather, the latest news affecting agriculture, and much more. You can also listen back to past episodes of our farm programming from the American Ag Network, Agriculture of America, and Market Talk, along with podcasts such as American Ag Today, Cattle Chatter, Farm Unfiltered, Inside Dairy, and so much more. Search for Farm and Ranch Media in your Apple App Store or Google Play Store and download it for free today.
I greatly appreciate them coming and their time, what they've done, and I hope they can still keep on doing it for other people down the road.
Since 2006, Farm Rescue has helped to bridge the gap of crisis for farm and ranch families throughout the region. Through your generosity, we're able to provide free planting, haying, harvest, and livestock feeding assistance when unexpected injury, illness, or natural disaster strikes. Please help us continue our mission with a tax-deductible gift at farmrescue.org/donate today.
Welcome back to Inside Dairy as we continue talking with Sean Hackett with Hackett Financial Advisors as he talks about why the dairy industry needs to keep track of the commitment of traders.
I think it's always important to know where the money players are positioned in a market. It doesn't mean that everybody that's trading milk knows exactly everything. I don't know everything. You don't know everything. The listener doesn't know everything. Collectively, we do know everything. We just don't know it all necessarily, you know, one person, one entity. So what I believe the value of the COT is, which is a measure of speculators and commercial operators and such, is that it tells you what the collective thinking is of the market at this moment in time. And can give you a perspective where we always say, you know, for like example, like in wheat, you know, you can see how bad the crop is in KC wheat, but at the same time, it's a global market, and we have really, really good weather over at Russia-Ukraine, and those that are trading the wheat market collectively understand that and position in the market, and maybe the market isn't as bullish as you think it is because you're only focused on one part of it, whereas the COT collectively is thinking about the whole thing combined. So I think if you have a good historical understanding of what is extreme positioning in COT, whether on the long side or the short side, I think you can get a better handle on when a market may be ready to top or ready to bottom, or when a rally has more legs to it or not. And I think that's something everyone should be looking at, having an understanding of, because it can allow them to have a broader perspective than necessarily what's right outside their front door, which of course is, you know, will impact you more than what might be happening over in Europe, for example.
This is Inside Dairy.
If you like to eat, be sure to thank a farmer. Straight ahead, we'll check in with Daryl Anderson and today's Farm to Fork Report.
Wyoming Family Dentistry on 3 Hanley Street provides general and cosmetic dentistry, including implants, orthodontic treatment, and Invisalign. Consultations and oral cancer screenings are complimentary, and they honor veterans with discounted services. Call 237-3314 for Wyoming Family Dentistry in the Perry Medical Center, the bridge between you and a healthy smile.
The USDA's Local Agriculture Marketing Program, today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Farming can be a dirty job. Livestock and poultry confinement facilities are notorious for air quality. Masks or other breathing protection practices are a safety must to keep lungs free from dust, smoke, airborne chemicals, and other breathing hazards. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. The Agricultural Marketing Service at the U.S. Department of Agriculture has what's called the Local Agriculture Marketing Program, LAMP for short. It's really a collection of marketing assistance options for farmers who market direct to consumers or perhaps to an intermediary. Tricia Kovacs is a deputy administrator at the AMS.
LAMP overall was created to connect and cultivate regional food economies through public-private partnerships to support the development of business plans, feasibility studies, and other strategies for value-added agricultural production and local and regional food systems. Through these grants, we hope to strengthen capacity and regional food systems development, and a lot of it's based on community collaboration and expansion of what we call mid-tier value chains, so that sort of middle of the supply chain gets products to market in these local arenas. Ultimately, the goal is to improve income and economic opportunities for producers and food businesses and have job creation.
If your farming operation has more of a niche production model, you might want to explore the options offered. And soon, as many of the programs have application deadlines. You can learn more on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
CJ Country presents the CJ Country Record. It's your new quick read bulletin that's 100% local, just like CJ Country. Every month, dive into Terry Clifford's studio diaries, discover fun new places to explore with Past the Last Stoplight, and meet your neighbors in People You Should Know, plus the latest community calendar and Jimmy Jam's Jam Session Spotlight. The CJ Country Record, free in print and digital. Pick up your copy today at locations across Western New York.
Like Cricket's Coffee in Geneseo and the Gainesville store in Gainesville.
Tony St. James has all the numbers from the latest market close, along with his American cattle news. But first, it's a quick check of the forecast.
Western New York weather.
brought to you by Upstate Niagara Cooperative, farmer owned by 260 family dairy farms, producing top quality conventional and organic milk at the farm level that leads to award-winning finished dairy products. Bison dip, Upstate Farms yogurt, sour cream, cottage cheese, fluid milk, intense milk, and lactose-free milk for life, all produced with care for their cows and commitment to their community. For today, a chance of showers mainly after 2 p.m., patchy frost before 7 a.m., otherwise partly sunny with a high near 50. Tonight, widespread frost mainly after 2 a.m., otherwise mostly clear, low around 30. For Tuesday, widespread frost mainly before 8 a.m., otherwise sunny with a high near 58. Currently at the Genesee County Airport, it's 39 degrees.
American Cattle News. Today, a look back at how markets wrapped up at the end of last week.
Hey there.
What's up, bruh?
Hello.
Aloha.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
Hola.
Hi.
It takes a lot of voices to create the sound of us. The Y welcomes all of them with open arms. From career readiness to safe spaces, the Y is there, no matter who we are. Now, more than ever, they need your support. Support your local Y today. The Y, for a better us.
Read by members of the Y.
How did markets wrap up last week? Oliver Slope with Blue Line Futures.
Interesting day in livestock markets to start a new month of trade. June live cattle futures firmed right away, posting a new high of 256.66, but settled a dollar lower to 253 even. Feeder cattle saw a similar style of trade with the August contract trading up to 379.45 before settling a $1.35 lower to 372.17. Over on the snout side, it was weaker across the board through today's trade, with the most actively traded June contract sliding a dollar, settling at 101.27. This morning's wholesale box beef report, that was a touch weaker, with choice cuts down 24 cents to 389.28, and select cuts $1.65 lower to 386.52. Thursday's five-area average price for live steers, that was reported at 255.01, and that's fairly steady with recent price action there. Daily slaughter on Thursday afternoon was reported at 110,000 head, which put the weekly total at 434,000 head. That's roughly 32,000 head less than the same period last year. Weekly export sales of beef were reported at 13,800 metric tons. That was down 10% from the previous week and 3% from the prior four-week average. South Korea was the primary buyer there, accounting for nearly half of the total. Japan and Hong Kong, they were the next most active buyers.
Oliver Slope with Blue Line Futures. Now to cash trade from last week, 250 to 256, mostly 255. That was $9 higher, 17 higher on dressed, up to 405. American Cattle News.
No matter what time of year it is, no one wants to compromise their home's heat or comfort. That's why Phoenix Hearth and Power is a proud carrier of Harmon Stoves. Harmon is the stove and pellet brand that families count on more and more to keep them warm and comfortable. No matter what your home setup is, Phoenix Hearth and Power's experienced service team can install a quality Harmon stove to make sure you and your family are warm and cozy. Like Phoenix Hearth and Power on Facebook to learn more about Harmon stoves and swing into their showroom at 5 Maple Street in Dansville.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
ZipRecruiter.
No matter the season, there's always a reason to ride with 7S Power Sports. From trail riding and outdoor adventures to getting the job done around your property, 7S has the machines you need when you need them. And with flexible rental options, you can get the power and performance you want without the long-term commitment. Whether you're buying or renting, their team will help you find the perfect fit year-round. Start your next ride today at 7SPowerSports.com. 7S Power Sports in Leroy. Ride more all year long.
Here's a quick look at how your markets closed on Friday. Corn futures higher with July up 3.75 at 471 and a quarter. September up 3.5 at 477 and 3 quarters. December was up 4 at 493 and a half. July beans were up 15 and 3 quarters at 1208. August up 16 to 1202 and 3 quarters. November up 16 to 1189 and a half. Chicago July wheat was up 6 and 3 quarters at 619. September up 6 and 3 quarters to 634. Minneapolis spring wheat July was up 4 and 3 quarters at 678 and a half, and September up 5 and a half at 699 and a half. In the hard red winter, July up 8 and a half at 675 and 3 quarters, and September up 7 and 3 quarters at 686 and a half. Cotton futures triple digits higher. July gained 173 points to 84.73. December up 177 to 85.46, and March up 172 to 86.13. Back in Chicago, June live cattle were off $1.15 at 248.90. August down $1.80 at 244.10, and October down 167 and a half to 238.30. May feeders were up $1.05 at 367.37 and a half. August was down 195 at 364.22 and a half. September down 242 and a half at 362.22 and a half. June lean hogs down 75 at 98.62 and a half. July was up 25 to 103.20. August up 32 and a half to 104.42 and a half. In the class 3 milk, May was down 10 cents at 16.95. June down 14 to 17.33. Crude oil ended the day 61 cents higher at 95.42. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials up 12 at 49.609. The NASDAQ gained 440 at 26.247. The S&P was up 61 at 73.98.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it, and you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-923-9018. 800-923-9018. 800-923-9018. That's 800-923-9018.
Thanks for listening to the CJ Country Agribusiness Report. Catch it every Monday through Saturday starting at 5 a.m. And stand by for Western New York's Morning Show next on CJ Country.